Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography is run by Dominic Vito and is proud sponsor of the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. They feature local Akron skateboarding along with band, landscape, and even sometimes truck photography. Check out their Facebook page at Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography and subscribe to their YouTube channel, Toad Sage Skateboarding. Help out and support local creatives like this one and respect the toad. Second, while we play some music to start this off.
What?
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't. I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
How you doing, bud?
I'm a little sleepy.
So am I, man. This might be a not fun-filled show and probably very short, so Tony can go eat more lasagna and I can eat more pizza.
I wouldn't put it like that, but, you know, you did it.
Why?
Yeah, this is going to suck.
Hey, buddy, strap in. This is going to be terrible.
Next.
It probably will be.
No, it won't.
So, yeah, so what have you been up to, man? You started a business?
I've never made a bad podcast.
That's probably not true. So, you started a business?
Yeah, I'm selling sick-ass pallets on Etsy.
So, yeah, if you're a fan of Tony's mouth, see what he can do with his hands.
Wow. I feel like what my mouth can do, watch what my hands can do.
Yeah, he builds tiny little pallets. Do these all have little nails in them, too?
Yep.
This poor motherfucker, he has a tiny hammer that he uses. And if you know Tony, he has big sausage fingers. Banana hands is what I like to call him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's using these tiny little hammers with these little nails.
It's creative artistry. It's the artisan edge. Every other pussy's using a fucking popsicle stick with wood glue. I'm over there fucking putting some fucking work in.
Well, it's funny. Have you ever seen those, like, the guy that feeds his hamsters, like, burritos?
Yeah.
But he makes everything on tiny stoves?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine you are.
That's what it's like when I'm down there.
Yeah.
My pilot holes are the dangerous ones. Once I get them started, then you can really go to town. What
do you search for on Etsy?
You just type in either pallet coasters or handmade pallet coasters.
Right on. You need to call it something better, though.
I don't have. It's not going to be a title like Tony's Wacky Coasters. I got to be called what it is.
Tony's Wacky.
No one's going to ever search Tony's Super Coasters. Like,
I like Tony's Super Coasters. That's better.
But no one will search for it. Someone needs to search for just the random item, and then mine has to show up and look badass.
Yeah, but wait. But like, can't you name your page something like Touch a Tony?
Oh, no. My page is called Gollum Artworks.
That sucks. Touch a Tony.
That's stupid as fuck.
That's amazing.
Like what? Tony touches you?
No. See what he can do with his hands. Get it?
Yeah. Like, he's going to come over there and touch
you. Yeah, you like to woodwork things with your hands.
Like creepy little... Under the Mountain Troll artwork.
Ah, yeah, it's way better.
Gollum Artworks.
All right, search Gollum Artwork and dive into Tony's coasters. I have about 19 of these things. They're great.
Yeah,
I'd write a review, but I can't.
You owe me.
They were already shipped for free.
Yeah, they were free as fuck because I just like making them.
And I was trying to get paid, people, so fucking fund his dreams.
Yeah, fuck you, pay me.
I wonder, do you think you'll get one person biting off this podcast?
No, no bites off the podcast. But
Tony will actually send you a little note, and he signs it Touch a Tony. But like, it's a personalized note that he tells you what you can do with the coasters.
Yeah, I'll write it in blood.
Yeah.
If you buy them. Please, God.
I'll bleed for you. I just want to be a paid artist.
I think, fuck me. Just let me build stuff and get paid. I don't know. I just, hate everything. So like doing this makes me happy, and that's rare.
Wow. Touch of sadness over here. Jesus Christ. You got way real with it.
Well,
you're like, you know, working for Apple is really fucking soul sucking.
Working everywhere sucks souls. Like not being,
but
I
not
guess
in
not
your
having
basement with little hammers and nails.
It fulfills me in so many ways.
Aww.
Shut up.
Walk downstairs.
Are
I'm
you
like, f-
oh, sorry.
I'm like, what's
Let's
up,
flip
BFG?
The script a bit. You feel a fulfillment?
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I feel no fulfillment.
It's literally like numb, gray nothingness.
Yeah, kind of. It is kind of like we're just slowly dying. Like, you're watching the world just gray out in front of you.
Dude, I heard someone say,
God, these coasters rock.
No. It was about, like,
fuck these
society, and it was just like a... You ache to live, but you die for your paycheck. Like, instead of actually trying to do something... You're just dying for a paycheck that you don't really care about anyways.
I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but you watched Jim and Andy.
Yeah, that quote is taken. He also did that quote that we're going to talk about from Jim and Andy at a commencement speech for a college.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really, like, he goes into it way more in depth.
He really should do the type of speaking now, because the...
Oh, TED Talks, dude.
Yeah.
That's where he's
well, no,
destined
like,
to go.
On stage, like, do like a tour. Like, people would go see that because people already think he's crazy. If you don't know what we're talking about Jim Carrey. He's in a new documentary called Jim and Andy about his portrayal of Andy Kaufman from Man on the Moon.
Yeah, I love how you're like, who the fuck is Andy Kaufman?
Hmm?
You didn't know any, like, you're like, who the fuck's Andy Kaufman?
When
you were first watching it. Like, you didn't know...
Of Jim and Andy?
No. You didn't know who, like, Andy Kaufman was.
When I first saw Man on the Moon?
Well, yeah. Before then, did you know of any
God,
Andy
no.
Kaufman?
No.
He was...
But I'd known about
so
Andy...
So relevant for, like, 6 years.
Yeah, I've known about Andy Kaufman since Man on the Moon, which was, fuck.
Oh, yeah,
forever
yeah.
ago, 20 years ago or some shit. It's gotta be close to 20, right? Because that footage is all, like, from almost 2 decades ago. Jim goes nuts. It's a fucking fascinating watch. We'll talk about it later. Anyways.
Yeah,
so that's kind of got you on your fucking kick for art. Like, there's one line in the movie that he's like, I found out that you could fail at something you hated, so why not fail at something you love? I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm not doing anything with my life.
Yep. Well.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment.
This week's installment of I Can't Follow My Dreams.
Yeah, buy this guy's pallets.
Well, it's one of those things, like, you could try to follow a dream of... being a fucking skydiver, but if you don't have the money to pay to go skydive once, you eventually just have to find that shitty job, and then eventually you'll have,
skydive,
like,
yeah.
It's miserable. Like, there's a miserable, like, irony to dreams.
Right.
And we're told to follow them, but some of them, like, I want to be a fucking astronaut. It's probably not going to happen.
Well, they closed that program down.
Damn NASA.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they were like, we're shutting the doors, but I think they were kind of made to. That's why it's become private funding, like the guy
SpaceX,
from...
SpaceX, yeah.
Yeah, well, is that Virgin Mobile, that dude?
No, that's Elon Musk,
okay,
SpaceX.
Okay, because I think the dude from Virgin Mobile or some shit, he's some also
Branson,
like...
something like that?
Yeah, he's like a prince.
He's a weird,
sir,
he's a weird
a
looking
sir.
Fucker.
He's a knight, I think. I think he's a sir.
I don't know. Someone's,
anyways.
Everyone's mad because we don't know who he is.
He's trying to go to space, I think. That might be wrong.
No, I think so, because he owns Virgin Airlines.
Been ripping bongs all day, dude. Who knows what's happening anymore?
Well, I do. It's just I don't remember that fucking asshole's name. But, I mean, either way, you know, good job on them. They're billionaires, so they can follow any dream they feel like. Steve Wozniak, the guy who co-founded Apple, he just hangs out at fucking robot conventions.
Oh, man.
That's all he does is helps kids build robots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he get paid for it?
I mean, why the fuck would he?
He probably doesn't need any money, right?
He's probably liquid for like $500 million.
Liquid? What do you mean?
Like, he could withdraw that amount.
Oh, okay.
Because I was researching that,
like,
too.
I thought you meant like Alex Mack.
What?
She could turn in the...
Stop.
It's a liquid.
Stop.
You never saw that
shit? Nope. We're going to continue with what I was saying is liquid means like what you actually have in your bank versus, oh, I have... Say I have $100 million in stocks.
Your assets, yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't take it out instantly. You'd have to wait 5 days for E-Trade to take their cut.
Ah, right on. So you never watched SNCC? You never saw the like Curious Life of Alex Mack or whatever it was called, Magnificent Life?
No.
She was telekinetic and could turn into like a puddle of like the T2 goo?
Nope.
You don't remember this at all?
I'm old.
It was kind of like, I'm a year younger than you. It's kind of like...
you watch really weird shows for your age.
Yeah. You're sitting there watching 90210. I'm like, kind of is Alex Mack on?
No, it kind of explains it as I'm watching advanced things like...
Oh, mother, is Capote on yet? Oh, I'd really like to see Capote.
I would like to watch Darren Aronofsky's The Following.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, where's Puddle Girl, Ma?
Where'd you put my Power Rangers VHS? No.
I definitely was watching Power Rangers, just probably...
Where's my Rumble Pack for my 64?
A quote-unquote advanced age, but, you know, some might say.
I just had, like, one of those moments where you click the memories of past, and yeah. I thought about N64 after I mentioned
totally.
It.
Yeah.
And then all I did was click back to fucking 1080 snowboarding
yep.
and the song where it's like, work your body,
hell
come
yeah.
on.
That's all you heard the
yep.
entire time,
yeah.
basically. That was in the lodge, right?
Yeah.
When you're picking your character? Yeah. Goddamn, dude. Nintendo 64 TR has one. And I went over there the other day, and I was playing Star Fox.
Yeah.
Holy
you
shit.
You can't save.
Yeah, you can't at all.
Oh, my God.
No, they had memory cards, remember?
They did, but that game, there's no save.
Right, you just played one. It's turn it on.
It's playthrough,
play
yeah.
Through, yeah. That is wild. Like, you're like, oh, I guess I'm going to go try to beat Star Fox.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
That's all you can do. That's it's one of those things, like, when I was a kid, I didn't even realize it.
Well, that's because we were used to games that you just, like, cartridge in, play until you die, turn it off, start back over from scratch.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, Skyrim was like that?
Nope.
No, just devote 90 hours to it in a row.
I mean, I do remember there was a time when I left Final Fantasy VIII on for probably 4 days.
Jesus.
Because I had to get to the second disc.
Yeah.
Of four, because it wouldn't save on the first disc for some reason.
I remember you telling me this.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, you
had
no
fucking life.
What a pain
in the ass. I didn't. Okay. Great. Cool.
Where's Puddle Girl, Ma?
Yeah, Alex Mack over here.
One time I left my TV on 4 days trying to record episodes of Alex
it's
Mack.
It's a little different. I was playing very advanced RPGs.
Yeah, you were. You're making a lot of hard choices, as they say.
Oh, dude. So many decisions.
Should I volley the attack now? I have to.
I should probably heal my squad so I don't have to use a Phoenix down later.
Oh, Phoenix down. What's up?
Nothing.
What were you about to say? All right. So I have a little bit of news. I saw some trailers. I went and saw a movie in theaters.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. It was.
Oh.
So I saw a trailer for, you've already seen Jumanji.
Trailer, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, not the movie. What are you, from the future?
Flashpoint.
That honestly looks fucking like a lot of fun. I'm actually excited for that movie. What about you?
It could be fun.
Yeah. Is that not a theater movie for you?
Maybe not, because I don't care about a lot of things.
Yeah, it's true. You haven't really been to the movies in...
Blade Runner,
what,
Star Wars, like, It.
Yeah, so the last movie
fucking
you saw
Aliens
was
movies.
It, right?
Was Blade Runner before or after?
Oh, I think it was after, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Blade Runner. The last boy you saw.
Sure was.
Yeah, you tried to go see Ragnarok today.
I was thinking about it, but then we got a 7-hour clusterfuck in the old bathroom.
Yeah, I was pooping forever. No.
Nope.
My Tony, no, stand by. I may die on here. I need to be hydrated for the next 7 hours.
Slide you a Band-Aid under there. You'll be fine.
Just tape your asshole shut. Stop asking
stop
me for
it.
Things.
Just stop it.
God.
No.
Have you checked out my Etsy?
We had this construction dude come over and install a fucking ventilation fan in the bathroom because we take the deuces.
It's more so for showering, just so
the
you know.
The long,
people.
Hard, hot deuces.
Yeah. Tony fucking immediately runs upstairs and just yells, poop, and slams the door.
Sliding in on my knees.
Yeah.
Pants already off.
Like, what are you doing?
No, yeah,
our
bathroom, 2-hour job took 7.5 hours.
Yeah, it did. And you were helping out, too.
Yeah, handing him his shit. And then, dude, I feel a little bad because the guy just, dude, he's like kind of dumb. I didn't tell you this. Like, there were 3 different points where he was like, all right, what the fuck? Come on, we're putting it in. We're almost done with this section. Wait, fuck, I got to take it out. I forgot to put that thingy in there first. I'm like, you fucking me? You fucking me, bro? Like, are you fucking sucking my dick? Well, come on!
Yeah, fucking Tony's just watching a clock tick down. He's like, all right, Thor's at 1:15. This dude's coming at 10 a.m. I'm going to be good to go by noon.
Yeah. gonna help him, gonna be so fast.
I woke up at 12:30 and I was like, oh, hey, I gotta go run an errand. I'm like, you cool? You're like, well, I guess I'll just fucking miss Thor then. I was like, ah, sorry, dude, later. Definitely could have stayed.
And I didn't help him a fucking lick while you were gone. I'm like, I'll be in my room. Yeah. I'm gonna go eat some fucking, I'm gonna have a sandwich.
You ever heard of Horizon Zero Dawn?
Yeah, it's pretty sick. My name's Aloy.
Aloy?
Aloy.
Oh, why?
Well, Aloy, I don't know.
I understand Aloy. Oh, okay. I thought you named your character.
No.
You're like, it's
if
like
if I named
Aloy.
My character, the name would be Sage.
Oh, God. Would it really? Is that what you named your character in Skyrim?
In like middle school and high school, when we would, I would design like fake video games and draw out like characters, I'd always name the character Sage, like
God,
the main dude.
You are a dreamer.
Oh, I am. I'm a dreamy boy. Dude, Dan was like, that is the shittiest fucking name for a character. Sage. Oh, my name's Sage. Dude, it was fucking hilarious. Like, everyone I told it to was like, nah, that name's shitty as fuck.
Well,
I'm
wasn't
like,
that from,
okay.
Wasn't that from Zelda? Ocarina of Time? They had, like, the Sage, like, Sage Stones, I think they were called.
I didn't get it from that.
What'd you get it from?
I just like the word sage. No, I like sage advice. Like, fucking, yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, you know, that sage is like a wisdom person.
That's what I'm saying. That had a good ring to it.
That's for sure. Sage. Well, you know, sage is also that shit you burn to, like, fucking get your spirits out.
If I was in the apocalypse, I'd rename myself Sage.
Yeah, so when you met somebody, why not just Savior? Don't worry, I'm Tony. That's what you should call yourself in the apocalypse.
Well, that's just it. In the apocalypse, everyone can have cool names like fucking like Rust and fucking like Diamond and shit. Like whatever they want to be.
Diamond? Well, if I walk upon Rust and Diamond, I'm getting robbed.
Dude, Rust and Diamond, one's really dirty and one's really fucking clean.
And I'm just getting like, I'm like, oh man, something bad's going to happen.
No, something fucking ancient like my name's like Amutab.
I would go with Amutab. I'm like, wow, you don't look like an Amutab, but I'll take it.
Yeah, or just evil elements, like, my name's fucking Shadow, my name's fucking...
Evil elements, and you think of Shadow?
Dude,
the dog
are
from
you not
Homeward
afraid
Bound?
Of the dark?
The dog from
Homeward
Bound.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, let's turn all the lights off.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens in the shadows.
I have a piece of glass in my throat because I'm trying not to
you
be killed by a spirit.
It's scary how dark my room is when I go to bed. Hmm? That's pure shadows.
I never said that.
You were like, dude, you need it like pitch fucking black. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's just weird to me that you can't sleep with like a TV on, like a normal human. But you sleep with a fan on, so you like the noise. Mm. You just can't handle the
light. I love auditory, dude. Binaural, fucking esomural.
Wow.
Nope.
Yep, my name's Sage.
Isotropic. Isotropic, sorry.
Oh, I'm Sage. You ever heard of esonormal audio?
Nope. Isotropic. I got it.
That's an edit point.
Pulled it back.
I'll cut that out for
no,
you.
No, you won't.
No,
all right.
I won't. I'll name the episode that. Listen. Hi, my name's Sage. Have you ever heard of it? No, I think it's Puddle Girl.
Even though your name in the fucking apocalypse is Puddle Girl. You're fucking Puddle Girl.
Oh, yeah, no, he thinks like pee and sits down when he does it. I hate him. He's the worst. We found him. He won't fuck off. He eats all of our food. He thinks everything's fermented, so he's eating all the berries, getting sick all the time.
Sage and Puddle Girl, dude, that's a fucking comic.
Oh, God, yeah, walking up to those two poor saps, and it's me and you, still podcasting. I'm cutting you off at every second. You're like, oh, God, I'm the smart one. I'm like, shut up, I'm Puddle Girl.
Oh, Sage, why don't you tell me another limerick? Shut the fuck up and go find food.
I think I found some more fucking berries that might get me hammered, so I'll see. The apocalypse is way boring, man, you know?
It's fucking lame. No Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi? I can barely get drunk.
Yeah, that would be kind of like... Such a fucking... never mind. That's stupid to say. Like, dude, the apocalypse would be a culture shock.
Yeah,
fuck,
no
man.
Shit.
That'd be way different.
Imagine, like, non-indoor plumbing.
Could you think about, like,
that
having to
honestly,
kill a squirrel for dinner?
That would honestly probably be one of the worst spots. Dude, you know what would suck for you is the heat. Oh, you'd probably kill yourself just because of summertime.
Thank you. Yeah. I would probably travel north to the Great Plains of Canada. Stay in the woods and hunt bear. All
right, so apocalypse happens in June. Nothing works. No cars, no nothing.
June.
And you have
have a motorcycle.
No, the motorcycle's, it's EMP'd everything somehow.
Oh, my God. So I got to get a new solenoid for my bike.
Yeah.
Like in the movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still.
No, everything's...
With Tom Cruise's.
Everything's fucked. Both Tom Cruise's were in it. But everything's fucked. Like, there's no vehicles.
Oh,
there's no way
God,
you're going
no
anywhere.
Vehicles. So this is a walking apocalypse? I'd walk to a cliff.
That's what I'm saying.
And jump off head first.
Yeah, June, you'd be like, oh.
And take all the food out of the fridge, head as far to a cliff as I could, probably like Nelson's Ledges or something.
Not even to be like Virginia Kendall.
Oh, God, yeah, if I could make it there. If I could.
Yeah, I took 303 and just was hoping to get...
Well, at least it's down in a valley.
Yeah.
I go downhill.
Yeah.
And then dude, I pump up the tires on your bike and kill you and eat you.
Oh, God.
And then take your bike.
This has turned out horribly for me.
Well, you wanted this apocalypse. Here's how she starts. I kill you, eat you, take your bike after I pump the tires up, and then I use a light backpack because I need to stay speedy.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I just go and like pillage and kill at random until I get to my destination, which is a cooler climate, but I'll probably upgrade to a recumbent bike.
Wait, I thought we were doing fucking Sage and Puddle Girl. If I'm dead, then
oh,
lose your
yeah, yeah,
girl.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Puddle Girl is because you're going to be a puddle of blood.
Oh.
And I'm going to go, girl, you're dead.
And well, hey, Puddle Girl's got a nice
slip
ring to
on
it.
You and crack
anyways,
my skull.
Fuck off.
No, all right, so we're together. Let's say that. Yeah. But we get bikes and we're cruising. All I would do is like kind of just, you know, kill pillage my way to the thing I want, which would be most likely.
Killage.
A recumbent bike with a little trailer for like a dog or a cat. Like a bigger, it's big, but it's not that big.
Or let's say, how about this? Instead of you killing me right off the rip, like oh, yeah. I imagine you sitting in your room, like eating like a hoagie, and then you just hear like the air conditioning die out and you're like, what the hell? TV shuts off.
Who now what?
Yeah, and you just like snap out of it. You're like, because that's throwing you get real like into shit, you know.
What is happening right now?
Why is my hoagie all hot? The heat's starting to seep in already.
Palms are sweatier than usual.
I'll go talk to Paul. And I'm sitting there pumping up my bike.
Yeah, you're just like, something happened.
Yeah, I knew it was happening, man. Please don't kill me. I gotta go. Later, Puddle Girl. And you're like, hey, that was your name.
Then I grab a big rock and I go, this one's going over the mountain.
So wait, I still die every time?
You tried to escape on me and bitch out on me.
Because you told me you were going to kill me on a podcast one time if the apocalypse ever happened.
No, man.
Oh, no. I see what you're doing.
I won't need to eat you first. There's going to be a whole fucking like freezer and fridge full of stuff for us to pillage on.
Yeah, and it's going bad.
It's going to go bad, but we have a few days on that.
Right.
During that time, I'll probably meet up with another crew of like-minded fucking survivalist killers.
Highly doubt that.
Well,
probably get killed by
there's
them.
A lot of marauding groups that'll gather within 48 hours.
Yes.
They'll be pillaging for all kinds of crazy shit, but they don't know what's in each house. Some people might have a deep freezer. Someone might have a root cellar, dude.
That's what you're looking out for.
Well, a good root cellar, that'll stay cold on its own.
Root cellar tone.
Dude, root cellar fucking...
I thought they used to put like shit in salt to keep it.
Yeah, it's salting.
Yeah.
You could do that.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Then what do they but do? Cut off the layer of salt?
I mean, you just have salted meat. Yeah, you'd have to like, I guess, shave into it.
Yeah, just shave off that layer.
Of shit salt, yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'd probably kill myself.
I know, but if I could make it, and it was this kind of apocalypse, like this asshole salted. Says, like, none of the vehicles work. Like, it's just nothing fucking works.
Yeah.
I'd probably
like, go back to the Stone Age.
I'd try to head north to, like, the Thousand Islands.
Is that in the north?
Yes. Huh. It's on the border of
is that where they make the
Austin,
dressing?
Canada.
That's where the dressing comes from?
Yeah. Yeah. That's where it was. Yeah, that's where it was birthed.
My name's Sage.
Yeah. Listen, take some sage advice from me.
Could you imagine, like, we don't know each other, and I show up to the Thousand Islands because I'm like, God, I hope there's dressing.
God, this thing better have some
and
dressing.
You're sitting there, like, building your hut, like, making a family
yeah,
for
on
yourself.
On a tiny little island.
Yeah, and I park right next to you. Hey, man. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, call me Puddle Girl.
And call me Puddle Girl. All right, Puddle Girl, my name's Sage. Don't say anything. Or I'll kill you and eat you. Okay, I'm Sage.
I like that bike, kid. Whoa, you better not.
You look like you got some fucking tasty fucking legs.
Yeah, you've been working out, haven't you? Those look
you
those
rode
tight.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This okay. Would be fucked.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, honestly, I'm like, this will be a short one.
We can do this for another hour.
All right, yeah, we can.
The Adventures of Sage and Puddle Boy.
That's our new podcast, Puddle Girl.
Sorry, I was trying to... Yeah.
Don't fucking assume my gender.
Yeah, my bad.
Shit. I can't believe you. Now I'm in Puddle Androgynous person. Okay,
I should have known that was a big pussy I saw one night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought it was all pink in the dark, right?
Huge clit.
Or a small dick.
Continue!
So I saw a trailer for Rampage.
Yeah, you did.
Wait, have you seen it?
You were super excited.
It looks fun. Do you remember the Nintendo 64 game? I think it was a Super Nintendo game as
well.
Yeah,
didn't really get to the rampaging of the animals till the end of the trailer.
Well, it also used to be the...
Going to be a lot of human bullshit.
Yeah, but The Rock's like, what's wrong with my friend?
Yeah.
He touched a box from the sky, and now my friend Joe weighs 1,000 pounds, 9 feet tall, this guy.
I
says he is.
I don't know. Like, what happens is he has a fucking, like, friend... That's a fucking ape,
yeah,
and then that
Joe.
Ape gets, like, mutated.
Right, yeah. No, there was, like, an asteroid that hit, and, like, he goes up to it, and he's like, oh, I'm a fucking dumb monkey, and I'm gonna touch it.
What is the fucking Congo gorilla? Amy.
Amy. Amy. Amy hungry.
Amy hungry. Amy is
sad.
Home.
Amy sad.
Amy go home.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be.
No, it's Joe. He's not gonna talk, he's just gonna fucking rampage.
I don't know.
Oh, they didn't tell you about...
You're going to get 20 minutes of rampaging. The rest is going to be a bunch of fucking bullshit.
They didn't tell you about the 30-foot wolf?
Oh.
If you guys remember the Rampage game, it was like a wolf...
Dinosaur?
Yeah, the dinosaur, which is the crocodile, I guess. I think your name was Liz.
Oh, God.
And then Joe was the Mighty Joe... Wait, was it Joe? Was it George? Where am I?
Mighty Joe Young is an ape?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember that movie?
I do.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be a good DVD watch for me, I think.
Yeah.
Another sweet ass trailer I saw was Tomb Raider.
Excuse me.
In my sweet ass, I mean.
Oh, you saw the Tomb Raider trailer and got excited?
No.
Okay.
Well, there was parts of it I was like, that might be cool. Like her shooting the bow and arrow and shit. I don't remember like Angelina Jolie really going that route. She was all like running gun.
Yeah.
Look at them titties. That's what she said the whole time.
Look at them titties.
Yeah.
This is what she said.
Yeah. No, but this one's like shooting bow. It looks like the new Lara Croft. When they
like, I know what they're doing, but it just looks like it has no budget.
Yeah.
No story.
Well, there's this thing that she has to stop from doing something to the world
something,
that's out in...
Something bad.
That's out.
Gotta do something bad to
it. Out
to
in the Congos or some shit like that.
Somewhere fucking foreign is fucking sweaty.
Yeah, with lots of... There's some type of mercenaries there trying to kill her too. What's up?
Hey. Where would you kill yourself quickest if you were in an apocalypse? Like what area? Like for me, goddamn fucking jungle.
Why? You said cliff before.
No. What area? So say I was like a world traveler and then the apocalypse that you talked about hit.
Yeah.
What would be my worst place to be landed during that apocalypse?
Oh, and you're saying in the jungle? Oh yeah, it's way too humid for you.
Yep. The jungle. I would go, where the fuck's a crocodile?
Not even that. I think you'd just be like, the heat alone, and like, just, you'd be miserable.
No, I meant like, let me get eaten by a crocodile.
Oh, death roll me.
Yeah. Just crack my head off.
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, because you could think about like super freezing
Swiss
cold.
Swiss Alps, yeah. That would
like, fucking
blow.
Like Siberia, yeah.
I don't, why are we teleporting places?
No, I'm saying if we were world travelers, we might be there on vacation.
And you would never fucking step foot in a jungle.
No!
So let's make it somewhere realistic that you'd hate to be. Like, I'd be like, my brother's like in Texas and I'd be visiting him there and then I get stuck there. That would fucking blow because I would for sure get shot.
Realistically, I travel within like 50 miles of this house.
I got stuck at my dad's.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be a bitch if I was in Highland Square. Like, I'd have to fight off all these hipsters begging for fucking change.
Have you seen Sage? Yeah, I knew him before he was called that.
Yeah, his name was Tony.
I liked him better when he was Tony.
No one would ever say that if I was Sage.
No, they wouldn't.
Ever.
They wouldn't know either because he'd kill all of them, eat them. That's like your first fucking thing. Is
like
you just...
everyone's like, dude, there's still tons of food. And I'm like, I'm a cannibal.
Yeah, you just lick your lips. You're like, you sound sweet.
Keep talking, dinner. Keep talking.
Yeah. All right, so Jumanji, Tomb Raider, and good old Rampage. Those are my three... news stories I saw. Well, not news stories, but trailers. I have been rewatching the Last Jedi trailer.
Oh.
Dude, fucking...
As a hobby?
I woke up one day with the fucking... at the beginning of it, it's like... Dun, 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 dun. And then it's like... Da, 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 na, 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 na.
Yeah.
That score is so fucking dope.
Yeah, very pretty.
Yeah, but like it's like, hey, remember Star Wars? But we're giving you something kind of new. And you're like, oh, damn. That's, I don't know, that's basically the whole...
So powerful and minimalist. It's like someone playing an acoustic version of a song.
Yeah, kind of. And we both love that shit.
Cool that you're watching that again a lot.
Yeah, no, I was watching it, and so do you think that last part where Kylo Ren's talking to Rey...
Yeah, are those the same scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't think so either.
No.
There's like floating shit in the background of his and there's not in hers.
He's probably talking to like his mom or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Because I bet he kills her.
Well, I think that him going at the ship and her just staring,
like, might be him blowing her ship up.
Yeah, I think that that's real.
I have no idea.
Luke's gonna get mad at her.
Luke might be like, dude, fuck you, bitch.
Well, they're kind of making that out to be what it is, because he's like, I've seen this raw power before, and I fucking didn't want to fuck off then, but I'm fucking off now, later. And gives her the middle finger with his robot hand.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about Kylo.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to develop on the Knights of Ren. Ooh, I can't wait for Star Wars.
Oh, gonna be a sick time.
All right, so we have no Genre 5. You have any news? We already covered your coasters. I wanted to get that out of the way.
Beyond that, I had Spaghetti Warehouse tonight. No heartburn. Pretty good. I'm super full. It was nice.
They have a very acidic sauce there.
Like toxic residue.
Where's the old S-Dub located at? I think I've been there before.
Main Street.
Yeah, yeah. I think
past all the shit.
I think Schultzen had like a pre-wedding party there or some shit that I went to. It was
all
right. Yeah,
you just got to go past all the shit.
What made you want to go to Spaghetti Warehouse? You got like a fucking Italian grandma.
They got delicious fucking sourdough bread and garlic butter. And you get to eat that, a little of that. And then I really like their meatballs.
Yeah, you would love balls.
I like their meatballs. I like their lasagna.
Have you ever made meatballs?
Oh, yes, I have made meatballs.
Plenty of meatballs?
I think with the crock pot, I should make more.
Oh, that is a really good idea. I never thought about slow cooking when they're sweet, sweet
for like
juices.
6 hours,
and,
dude.
Yeah, and just get a fucking can of ragu and just go to town.
Nope. Don't just dump ragu in there.
Just rag it
right up. Not going to drop the rag in there.
Yeah, that's what I like to call it.
Dropping the rag.
Yeah, babe, about to go drop the rag.
I'm going
to
smother the rag on it.
Yep, we got to rag these balls.
Yep. We're really dragging ass here.
All right, we are. Okay, so you want to hop into... Oh, yeah, we don't have a Genre 5 and you don't have any news. Well, you ate fucking spaghetti. Wow.
Made pallets.
Shocker there.
Made pallets.
Italian guy eats spaghetti.
No. That's Pope's not the big news. Sage says, let's focus on the pallets.
All right. So we're going to hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Let's speak again about Jim and Andy real quick. Well, I guess we kind of said it all. I really dug the movie. It's really interesting. Jim Carrey can be a fucking insane cocksucker, it seems, but...
Oh, what an asshole.
That dude has a fucking really cool outlook on life, and because he is, like, a billionaire.
Yep. Totally a fucking, like, your mind is free because you don't worry about anything.
Yeah, one of the...
Kind of guy.
I really enjoyed the line of, like, when... They're like, well, when did you, like, realize all of this? And he's like, well, when I had manifested all of my dreams and had all the money and no cares in the world and was unhappy. He's like, look back at myself and just... Was unhappy.
Yep.
He's like, so there's no fucking happiness here.
It's all bullshit. Yeah. No, he's very, he's like a futurist or like a fucking transhuman. Like, that's kind of his thing.
Yeah. I give it a solid 8.5.
I give it a 7.
Like a 9.
7.5. I didn't like the content that much just because I'm like,
it was really interesting.
Why? Interesting, yes. But actually seeing what he was doing, he wasn't, to some people's point of view, wasn't accurately being Andy Kaufman. Like, Jerry Lawler's like, we got along.
Right.
Like, I got along with that guy and we planned this shit. What the fuck's this guy doing to me?
Right.
Like, why is he not listening to me telling him, this is not how Andy acted. You weren't there.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like...
And he's just like, no, fuck you, Lawler.
Well, what's even weirder, he's like, yeah, I mean, like, I understand that him and Andy got along, like, then. He's like, but him and Andy didn't get along when I...
That's the weirdest thing.
He refers to, like, himself separately. Like, watch the movie. It's really, like, I didn't know that he was method.
I didn't either. I don't know if he is for everything but that.
Yeah, I really like the director calls him and he's like, dude... you gotta fucking stop. This sucks. And he's just like, hey, man, you know what? We can fire them both. Talking about, what was it, Clifton?
Yeah, Tony Clifton and Andy Kaufman.
And he was like, you can fire them both. He's like, and I'm pretty sure I can do a pretty good impression of both of them.
And then he was like, no, I just wanted to hear Jim's voice. Like,
I just wanted to talk to Jim. And it's just like,
it's
holy
so creepy.
Shit.
Like, I get, like, that's so cool. You're encapsulating that character. But I think, encapsulating someone who's such a fucking asshole, pretty much. He really was. Like, he acted like an asshole. Like, he was bombing for a reason. He was being an asshole for a reason.
Well, it's kind of unique because of his outlook, too. It made a lot of sense. He was like, it's liberating to be him because I have no fucking cares about, like, am I fake? Am I not? I'm just being a shithead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine how cool it would be to, like, kind of get the pass to be an asshole.
All the time.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Wandering around just like an asshole, and the most that would happen is, like, you get, like, dragged back to your trailer.
Yeah.
And lectured.
And the ending to the flick, Tony Clifton makes a speech to the cast and crew. Wow, that's a pretty fucking beautiful moment. Like, I choked up a little bit. I was like, damn, that's fucking cool.
Yep. It was a fucking engrossing documentary, for sure.
I guess I'll go with 8 since Tony's rating a 7.5.
Yep. Copycat. Yeah. Follower.
Well, yeah, I guess I am.
Andy Kaufman would have picked his own score. Yeah,
I did, but then I rethought it. No, you know, fuck you. 9. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Now the gloves are off, baby. Yeah. Yeah. Now he lowered his shield.
Give me something you watched.
I watched Michael Clayton.
Ah. You've been wanting to.
Michael Clayton. Nobody understands how dope this movie is. Nobody gives it a chance because it's called fucking Michael Clayton. And it's about a guy that's like seemingly just a lawyer. But, yep. I died. I died of boredom. It's a fantastic movie, dude. Like, his connection with his son. Like, he's trying to get assassinated. Like, people are trying to kill him.
Is it action-y?
Not action-y, but they're fucking like
more of a
suspenseful
talkie?
Parts. It's talkie? A suspense movie.
Suspense talkie?
Yeah, it's a talkie. Mm-hmm. It's a moving picture talkie.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's thick on quality dialogue.
Is it good dialogue?
Yes.
What do you give it?
I give it a fucking like 8. I love Michael Clayton. It's great.
More than Jim and Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, asshole.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, how's that sound?
Sure
yeah.
did.
Okay. All right. You got enough?
I watched the first 3 Harry Potters.
Oh.
Just finishing the third one this evening.
Mm.
Tony's favorite, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, I did.
I really enjoy the Goblet of Fire, so I'm stoked for the next one. Because we're watching them in order, yeah. Josie and I. I can't recommend those movies enough. Like, you know those people that were like killing themselves when like Avatar was over?
Yeah, it was sad.
Well, no, they were like, fuck, I can never live on Pandora. Pandora, yeah. Oh, yeah, Pangea was like when all the continents were together.
I can't live on Pandora.
So I'm going to fucking off myself. You never heard about this?
Oh, I thought you were talking about people being sad when the Avatar, the Last Airbender show stopped.
No. Then which would be a way better reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, the Blue Cat movie.
Oh.
Yeah, old Jim Cameron, you know?
That movie inspired someone to feel that?
Wow. I'm pretty sure actually killed themselves. Yeah. So, but living, like watching the Harry Potter back to back kind of engrossing, putting myself in, you know, the shoes.
Yeah.
As you would say.
Yeah.
Of a young wizard attending Hogwarts.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, like, I was like, damn, dude, like, that'll never fucking exist. Ever. No,
never.
Magic's not
how
real.
How cool would that be?
We all die. I was like, I understand how Tony feels now all the time.
Feeling like there's worlds that are better that we'll never touch.
Like you're like, I'll just never be a wizard.
Yeah. I'll never meet a Terminator. I'll never be a wizard. I'll never fight aliens.
You wouldn't
want
to meet a Terminator or fight aliens.
If it was one from Terminator 2.
Yeah, the good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, you want your own personal Terminator stand on one foot. Jerk me off. Gently though, Terminator, I swear to God, I'll turn you right off.
Not like you high five, you lunatic.
Yeah, high fives you right in the sack. You start throwing up blood. Fuck, having my own Terminator sucks.
Yeah, just wish I could live in different worlds, as we're talking about.
Yeah, surrogate.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I would like that.
You would?
Fucking Ready Player One, surrogate, fucking...
You haven't even seen Ready Player One.
You know it, it's a book, moron.
Yeah, have you read it, moron?
Oh, I read the fucking Cliff Notes, you moron.
Doubt that highly. You're like...
Oh, you don't know what I do in my spare time.
What sick IPs are in this movie? It's probably all you read.
I can list them all.
Yeah, because it's all you read.
I read a lot.
Ooh, Iron Giant.
You don't get the premise.
Yeah.
Then you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand.
So why?
Yeah, but you don't know if it's
so
good.
So why this?
You don't know if it's good.
It's obviously good because it's more than real life.
Obviously, shit goes bad in it.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just cool. Hey, things go bad in all the movies that I want to be in. The fucking Matrix. Fucking Ready Player One's probably got some controversy. Tron. Shit doesn't work out good with the fucking people in Tron.
Yeah, it's because of fucking...
Clue.
Q?
Clue.
Oh, it's Clue?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do fucking luck.
You need a fucking clue.
Oh, God.
You got burned.
You need a young Jeff Bridges. You know that?
It's not like I care about that. Like, let it crumble. I just want something more visceral, something different.
Have you tried out the Oculus Rift?
No, it's not there yet. I need to plug in and totally just
now
get out of this body.
Say, like, fucking, like porn is on, you know.
Oculus Rift?
Yeah, VR, which it is.
Yeah.
And imagine if you had, your own Terminator to jerk you off.
Okay, so if I had a robot to simulate the vagina that I'm watching and an Oculus Rift to view it.
Yeah.
And hear it.
Uh-huh.
And I could feel it.
Yeah.
How expensive would this be? I'm going to need a dollar.
Yeah, all right, so say like you got like $3,000 saved up and you're like, okay, I'm buying this or I really need to put a down payment on a car.
I'd probably put a down payment on a car and keep having sex with my girlfriend.
I don't know, man.
Maybe not.
I think you'd be like,
dude, you probably would. If I had it, you'd have it.
You would just nail your door shut. No one's getting in.
It's not so much about sexual gratification as it is like expanding my mind. But continue on your wavelength, you idiot.
Oh, no, I'm all about that, too. I mean, like, the VR, I don't know, man. The VR scares me, kind of, because I really feel like it's going to ruin people.
So?
That's not a good
thing.
They could
be happy. The people that were dove in, what the fuck is that movie called? Inception.
Surrogate?
No, Inception, where they fucking dive in more than they're awake.
Right.
Because that's really a reality for them. You pity them when you look at them here. They're like, oh my God, look at these fucking vegetables. They're having a blast, dude.
Because it was like 40 years he spent in dream time.
Yeah.
But it was like a week.
Yeah.
Or like a day or something like that. Like no time had passed.
Bad fucking ass.
That's so scary.
So bad fucking ass.
Living 40 years. And then going back to your fucking, these dumb bodies we have. What if you worked out a lot in your dreams and got like fucking like all torn up?
I pop back in and I go, oh, dude, just took a nap. I'm back to myself.
Took a nap by waking up in the real world.
This is the dream.
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what I would prefer.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Is this just be a nightmare that I wake up from eventually by plugging into the net or getting fucking like consciousness downloaded? Or
but which is funny because like
you're transcending like, into a fucking Metatron star.
You basically just said you're living in a living nightmare.
Reality is not all that fun if you really examine it on an existential level.
What do you mean? You got me?
That's all temporary. You could get hit by a meteor tomorrow. Then I'd just be sad.
Wow. That'd be fucked up.
Yeah. I'd have to clean that up.
Oh, it happens here.
Oh, yeah.
I get fucking Donnie Darko'd by a meteor.
And I go, God damn meteor. new roofing.
Sitting in my room fucking playing Call of Duty and just bam. I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, Gary Jules.
Yeah, you're sitting in your room. The room shakes. You're like, huh, I wonder what that was.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Okay. So, yeah, Harry Potter. What I was getting to that whole rant, damn, is that, yeah, just like fucking like it'll
don't
never
bring up fantasy worlds.
It'll never be like that cool. Like I felt like that kind of like a little bit of like bummedness that like it'll never be like that. Yeah. I would love to live in a fucking
castle.
That's
that existential bummer I feel a lot.
I would love to live in a castle.
Yep. So, I would love to be able to fucking use my like chi or whatever to fucking summon magic through a wand.
You think that's what it is, Chi?
I guess you could call it that. What do you want to call it? The Force?
Yeah, I thought it was, what was that fucking, what was the blood count thing in Star Wars?
What? Oh, midichlorians?
Yeah, it's midichlorians. That's what fucking Harry Potter's using.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I love that. People are so angry that, like, they're like, midichlorians. Lucas!
Why'd you fuck it up?
Oh, yeah, we got fucking Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah, we did.
And we played through the storylines. What'd you think?
Very nice storyline. Very fun. Very, diverse. You play a lot of different fucking areas and cool ships and cool
shit.
And
a different type of, like, there's like sneaking to it and stuff like that. It's not like they actually spent some time making it. I enjoyed it as well. You beat it already, right?
Yes.
The ending's really cool and it like fucking ties right in with Force Awakens.
Yeah. And then I also bought Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
For $20 Black Friday sale, so baller. And I've just been picking up right where I left off, dude, and just killing robots and fucking taking their souls and then controlling them or like discovering new fucking like cauldrons for knowledge.
Yeah.
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Tony
it's
sold.
It's an incredible game.
Sold his Call of Duty.
Fuck yeah, I did.
World War II for a hot $20.
25.
Dude.
Who cares? Better than keeping it and not getting XP for playing online for hours at a time.
Yeah.
And fuck all those little 12-year-olds.
It's starting to thin out now, I think, because of Battlefront.
I bet it is. It's going to keep thinning.
But Battlefront is hard to play online.
Yeah.
Ooh, you and I were not good.
Not good at all.
I got done beating the campaign, and it's like, oh, your adventure continues in multiplayer. And I was like, oh, cool, so it's going to be more storyline-based.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Destiny.
No.
There's like missions and shit, you know, that plays along into a story somehow. And I click it and I'm playing it, and Josie is sitting there watching. She's like, wow, this game's really pretty. And then I just kept dying and dying and dying and dying. And she was like, you're really bad at this.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, now I know how Tony feels.
Yep. And just imagine not getting any of the points for being bad. Even worse. Like insult to injury.
All the Harry Potter is 9.
Okay.
9 deep impacts for all of them.
All right.
I'd rate them individually. My favorite's Goblet. We already talked about that, though.
Bingo.
Bango.
Bongo.
Yeah.
I also watched King Kong.
Yeah, Skull Island.
Skull Island.
That movie's fucking fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. Every fucking song from that fucking era is in that film.
Yeah.
Every fucking, like, anti-war fucking CCR song is in there.
Yes. It almost feels like when Forrest Gump did the fucking bow now going into Vietnam. Like, yeah. Everyone was like, that's what we have to do
from
now on.
The only thing you can put on screen with these helicopters.
Yeah, there's helicopters. Fuck, we're playing that goddamn song.
Yeah, they're going to be playing it through loudspeakers in the helicopter.
Yeah, that's always funny, too. They always come back down. Yeah. They're like, no, they listen to it now.
Yeah, it's like over the fucking sound of a goddamn Huey,
like in
they're gonna play a song.
Well, like in the Humvee, like they're listening to fucking in Iron Man.
Yeah,
they're listening to Back in Black, like at a nice low volume.
Yeah, just
in the
cruising
middle of
with
desert.
It.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we just got this billionaire here. You like AC/DC? Like, what the fuck? It's like, well, don't talk to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs in it. John C. Reilly's fucking hilarious.
Shit, yeah, I love the beginning of that movie, and then they become best friends. Oh, if you haven't seen King Kong, jeez. For a fun fucking popcorn movie.
Oh, yeah.
9.
Got my girl Brie Larson in it, and you see a ton of King Kong.
Yeah, you do. And it looks like old school King Kong. Like, it's not like Peter Jackson, giant silverback gorilla.
He's a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have one of they're called, like, Scullies.
Yeah, Skull Crawlers.
Skull Fuckers.
Yep, Skull Fuckers.
Sounded way cooler when I did. I'd never said that out loud before.
Yeah.
He's funny.
You're a great group of boys. We're all going to die out here. You shouldn't have come here.
Yeah, I watched like the beginning, like that opening scene, and then like the monarch and stuff like that.
Dude,
like when they're telling him about like finding the Skull Island.
His funniest line is probably when he's out in the jungle and they're in an area, but they're like he's like be careful, look out there. There's some big spiders. He's like, oh, you hear that? That's an ant. Yeah, it sounds like a bird, but it's a fucking ant. And, like, that's, like, all he says to this kid. And the kid's just like, where the fuck is this? Like, dude, just so funny. He's like, yeah, it sounds like a bird. It's a fucking ant.
That's awesome. What do you give it?
Oh, that's an 8. That's fun. That's good fun.
Rewatched Rogue One today. Fuck, man, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's a tight movie.
We just lost recording, so I'm going to re-say what I said about Rogue One real quick.
Just do it.
All right. I really like that they took something really dumb that everyone bitched about with the Death Star having like the exhaust pipe that goes straight to the core that it blows up the thing, and they made it canon by writing it into the thing about it being, what's her name? Erso?
Jyn Erso?
Her father, Galden? Gandon?
Yeah, something Gale. Like that.
I don't know. It's something. Yeah,
Galen Erso.
Galen Erso, yeah. He built it as a revenge plot.
Yep.
So that was pretty neat. I like that a lot.
Way to make him build your ship. He's going to build it like shit.
Also, fucking, I don't know, like, the walkers look so cool in that. That was one thing I wanted to tell you about of The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Did you see the walkers in that one?
Yeah, they look like fucking like
they have. They're like
giant monster
fists.
Feet. Yeah,
yeah, the fist looks fucking cool. But I like the sand walkers and seeing the walkers in sand in general. That movie has so much like shit that you're just like, fuck, I wanted to see that.
They also have a giant blaster on the back of their fucking back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Instead of having just two on their fucking head, they have a giant like artillery cannon on the top,
which makes a lot of sense for like anti-aircraft, but also fucking the little speeders trying to hook them.
Oh,
But man, I'm not gonna lie, they blew up those walkers real easy in this one.
Just use some missiles.
Yeah, like I was like, they must have been like, fuck, man. Remember, what was the place called that they were at? Suffolk? No. Scarif?
Scarif.
They're like, remember Scarif, dude? We need to build these things with a shield. They're just taking them out with one rocket launcher.
Yeah.
I went with the force. The force is neat.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they must have had some really, really good rockets.
Yeah, way good rockets. Also, the characters in that movie are just so fucking, like, well done, and they're not even going to be in another movie. Spoilers.
No, just a bunch of garbage to throw away.
Rogue One, I give a 10. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What would you give it if you saw it?
9.5.
All right, right on.
Yeah.
What else do you see, Tone?
I also saw probably my shittiest movie of the fucking month or even the year.
Wow.
The Great Wall.
Oh.
The Great Wall.
With Matt Damon.
Yeah, it's funny that like in a culture where you can't say the retarded word, that if someone mentions Matt Damon, you can still be like, Matt Damon. And they're like, yeah
I know that
Team
one.
America.
Team America's funny as shit.
Shit on my chest, right? Puppet sex.
Dude, so it's $135 million budget.
Did you like Last Samurai?
China's most expensive film. To a degree.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, fuck that movie, that's like whitewashing at its most and shit like that. Did this movie feel like that too?
Not why you hated it. Well, no, because this was in conjunction with China. It was China's most expensive production of all time.
It's $135 million?
Yeah, they do not put that. No, think of one other Chinese production that you've seen that's bigger than that.
Do you remember that Godzilla movie we just watched?
That one was about $20,000. You do remember that film, right?
Fucking sick as
dude,
hell.
They got the dude from Narcos, and they got fucking Matt Damon. That's
which Narcos guy?
The Javier. Like,
oh, okay, so not Blondie?
No.
Did Blondie ever
Pena.
Come back in
Pena.
In third season?
I've only seen two seasons.
What?
Of Narcos.
You didn't see the third one?
Thought this was the second one.
No. They had two with Pablo.
Oh, yeah, it was two with Pablo.
Idiot.
Pretty neat. Yeah, I watched the third one, and they didn't bring back Blondie.
Wow, really?
No, it's just Pena.
Wow, I don't give a fuck about that show anymore.
Dude, Pena's the shit.
Pena's great.
Dude, I hate Blondie. I'll tell you why. Worst fucking voiceovers of all time.
Oh, is that ADR?
Yeah. What the narcos didn't know was we were coming in.
Oh, but what you're talking about the narration?
But what we didn't know was the narcos, blah, blah, blah. As the narcos went through, they didn't know. That's every fucking episode. What the narcos didn't know was. That's every episode.
No, but it's like, see, what the narcos didn't know was.
But what we didn't know was. the narcos didn't know was we were two steps behind, but they were one step forward.
But the narcos, see, what the narcos didn't know was after that.
Yeah, so fuck all that. Cool without him.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I bet you would. He's the fucking bad guy in Logan, right?
Yeah, he was fantastic in that, too. Holy shit, you see the Deadpool trailer?
No.
Oh, dude, it's him as Bob Ross?
No.
Yeah, it's fucking incredible. We gotta watch it after this. But he's, like, painting, and he, like, names all the paints, and they're all, like, yellow snow. Like, shit like that. And he's like, all right, we're just gonna add a little bit of, he says two colors, and it's, like, Viagra Blue. And then, like, he was like, now we're going to just jerk off this brush real quick. And starts knocking it like Bob Ross does. It's like, wah, da, 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 da. He's like, all right, now we're just going to start painting the sky. You know, this is your world. You do whatever you want. And no one can tell you. And it goes to a big open shot, and it's done. And he's like, holy shit. I am fucking awesome. It's like a fucking, like, 30-minute spot. If you haven't seen the Deadpool thing, it's good.
Holy shit, I am fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's really good. You should check it out. Anyways, what were we just talking about? You just got done saying you watched
Narcos?
No. You were watching something else. Oh, Logan. That's what it brought it up.
Yeah. I didn't see
Yeah, that dude was
Logan.
Awesome. I know, but that dude was awesome in Logan. I liked him a lot.
Yeah. Actually, because, you know, we are running long, I have something I could save till next time.
Punisher?
Yeah. Why not?
Why don't you do now?
I give it a 8.5, maybe a 9. It's fucking awesome and really,
9
really
for
violent.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's so sad, though.
It's super sad. If you want to watch a really, really depressing, violent show, it's right up your alley.
Yeah, if you... Oh, man. Like, you strap in for, like, my fucking family's dead.
And tons of human torture.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting a torture of some type. Yeah. Mental, physical, emotional. It's brutal.
You name it, it's happening. But yeah, the fucking, what's the guy's name? John Barenthal?
Yeah.
Fucking perfect for it. And the guy that plays Micro, his assistant, is awesome too. The whole cast of it. It's like, it's probably the best thing that Marvel's put out.
It's incredible. Yeah, it is. I don't know if it is.
Did you feel like it needed 13 episodes?
I loved when I found out there were more.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't happy about that, but I don't know if like you felt like it ran a little long.
Nah, because the last two episodes were like a real dick biter. Like,
yeah, for sure. The like when you find out who the villain is and stuff, which is kind of easy to find out.
Yes,
and if you know anything about the Marvel Universe, they use a name that's very common in it. Anyways, his like turning at the end was fucking really good.
That was horrifying.
Yeah, that was a rough part to watch.
Yeah.
All right, so I watched Justice League. I saw it twice.
Yep.
The Flash was really good in it. There's a lot of really fucking dumb shit in it too, though. I think that you'll like semi enjoy it on video, but you'll probably be like that. I'm glad I didn't see that in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know. I give it a. I give it like a 6.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it. 6.5, maybe. Dang. Even.
Yeah.
I'll definitely probably either buy or watch. I'll watch it a bunch, probably. I like.
I'm definitely jaded on those kind of movies. That's why Punisher was refreshing.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, especially with BVS, too. And you just had to watch that not too long ago.
Yeah, sure. We watched
Man of Steel. That movie's way fucking sad, too.
That's why I like it. That's why it's one of my favorites.
Man of Steel?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I don't know. I like the tone. I like how it's grim for what it is.
It's very grim. Well, for being a Superman movie.
Hell yeah, that's a gritty, fucking depressed-ass Clark Kent.
Yeah, but that's weird because like he's like the ray of sunshine. Then you have Batman, who's the depressing one. Like, hell, oh, fuck, yeah. My parents are dead. And he's like, yeah, I watched my dad die because he was like, don't save school buses, Clark.
Dude, don't do anything, man.
Truth, justice, and fuck the Americans way.
Dude, fuck everyone.
Yeah, like that movie, it just doesn't really have the essence of what I would think Superman is.
There is in one of the Honest trailers, they're like, and his dad, who tries to stop him from doing anything that Superman should be doing.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like a joke. Like,
and it's weird because like he's raised in Kansas, small home, and his dad's like, fuck everyone, motherfucker. Even his mom's like, she's like, you don't owe this world anything. And nope. I get that's a cool struggle for Superman to have. Let him have that. Not his parents telling him that.
Yeah.
They should be the ones, like, he should be like, I don't owe these motherfuckers. I'm an orphan to this planet. Fuck them. And then like, then have to go through that and have them tell them, like, you know, you should care about these people. I don't know. It was weird. But yeah, Man of Steel, I watched that too. I give that like around the same thing as Justice League.
Cool.
All right, let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched Free Willy.
Yeah, okay. This could be a quick one. That fucking Michael Jackson song at the end, real dope. I give that one an 8.5. So emotional.
Was it black or white?
So emotional. I don't know. I think it's just... Nope, not that one. Not like that. Jesus Christ. Does it matter? Yeah. Oh, that song. What a video. I think he was a fucking Egyptian prince in that video.
Oh, that video rocks.
Dude, it's like 15 minutes long and like Chris Tucker's in it.
Are you talking about like the River Jordan?
I don't know. We'll watch them all. We'll watch them all.
Fuck.
That's the Willy song.
Yeah, but that's also not fucking that's not whatchamacallit. I don't think it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah. What? It is. Okay, so I'm just gonna get through this Free Willy while he looks up something he's wrong about again.
Fuck.
It like was like
the YouTube knows it said Free Willy Michael Jackson.
Bingo. Well, it might be. Who knows? I'm just
this isn't it, Tony.
I hate you.
Oh, no. Oh, man, the whole ad, you're kidding me. It's a fucking Red Robin ad. You got...
Candle feeds the flame. Yeah, I know, I know. What? It's really the whole ad? Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is Michael Jackson. All right, we'll listen to this while you give your review.
All right, so Free Willy. It's the story of Willy and a total dickhead who is adopted by these great people and treats them like... hot garbage the whole fucking time. And meanwhile, he's contemplating escaping the state as a fucking, like, a runaway and, like, joining some sort of crime gang. He's a little asshole.
Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed the gang that he had. They're, like, stealing cakes.
Dude, just, like, the fucking, like change robbers. Oh, we're going to get the bubblegum machine we've been looking at all week. I'm like, what the fuck Dennis the Menace shit is this?
Yeah, that's what I thought was funny. Like, they're legit homeless, and they're like, we can have cake all day, guys.
And we'll
go
ridiculous.
Sleep at a skate park.
Dude, like, we're going to go to California and just sleep in sewers.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, cool. I'll bring my pillow. Dude, yeah, so...
That's a song, though, right there, man.
Yeah, he's totally an asshole.
I was starting to watch it, and, like, Josie's like, how long has it been since you watched it? And I told her, like, I don't know, years. Like, probably not since, like, 2000, maybe.
Yeah.
And even that seems kind of late. And she was like, do you remember what the movie's about? I was like, yeah, it's in the fucking title. It's Free Willy. Obviously, he's got to free the whale. She's like,
yeah,
but Willy frees him, too.
Oh.
I laughed.
She said that?
Yeah, she was joking, but like...
But what a son of a bitch. That's funny.
That's so good. Yeah, but Willie frees him, you know.
Oh, throw a rock at her.
That made me laugh so hard. I was like, oh, so you're taking an esoteric real look at this
man,
motherfucker's
dude.
Life?
What are you writing reviews?
Yeah, I was like, that's fucking good, though. So I had to give her a shout out.
That was really good, Siskel, yes. No, Free Willy is... It's got the chick from League of Their Own, Kit.
Yeah.
I had a crush on her when I was younger. Mm. And also, I had a crush on his bedroom. I thought he had a cool-ass bedroom with those giant windows on the corner.
Yeah, you like the windows, like big windows.
Yeah.
Remember when you had your old house?
What?
And you opened the windows, you're like, I could fly.
Oh, the apartment on 2nd Street?
No, it was the one on Portage Path or whatever. Or Portage... Path, yeah. You lived in, like, the attic?
Oh, my mom's old house.
Yeah, and you would fucking open, and you opened the windows. And you're like,
oh, the attic windows.
Yeah. They were huge, too. I was like, get away from those windows.
You could totally climb out of those. Yeah. Those were big enough for me.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, why you like those big windows. I would hate to have that.
I don't know. Just don't want to feel, like, encapsulated, man.
Oh, I just don't want to feel trapped
Dude,
anymore.
Just sort of like, I'm like a ball of emotion. I'm a rat in a cage.
Despite all your rage.
I'm still...
Just a rat in a cage. Okay, right. So you hate the kid, love his bedroom, you had a crush on Cat.
Kit.
Kit.
Cat. Yeah, but in terms of the characters, there's a Alaskan Inuit who gives him the ancient advice.
Is he?
Then,
I thought he's just Native American.
No, that'd be like an Inuit. Like, he had like... Yeah, you know, I'm right.
I'm right.
Just let's move on.
Sage strikes again.
Then you got Kit telling him all the like bio research. She's like modern knowledge for the kid. And then you have literally greedy assholes who want to kill whales to cash in on insurance money.
Yeah.
And they get stuck in the mud.
I forgot that was the plot. Was that like he was an insurance money, like just kill him.
He's a write-off,
yeah. I was like, whoa.
Yep.
That's
and it's
dark
so
as hell.
Close to home for what that whale probably always also did go through. They probably killed him after he was done banging all the fucking chicks just like Telecom.
Oh my God. No, you have to fucking listen to this whale. All right, give me your like final bits of it.
Final bits on Free Willy is no whale can jump that fucking high over that fucking break wall. That was a 20-foot break wall, at least 15 feet
also,
wide.
Also, the poster of the fucking movie, I can't believe I wasn't more irate as a child. Because I was like, wait a second. They just fucking ruined.
You know he goes somewhere high.
Yeah, fucking over a wall into the ocean.
Yeah.
There's no one there like in
it's
the
on
splash
the box.
Zone. Yeah, it's on the box. It's on the fucking poster. Hang on. I got to find this fucking whale that played him. He's in the IMDb's. Kiko.
Oh, Kiko. Probably had a horrible life, little Kiko.
All right. So, actually, after Free Willy was the reason why he was like set free. Now, this is the fucked up part. He was trained to survive in the wild and released in July of 2002, but he longed for human contact. He swam 870 miles, eventually ending up in Helsa, Norway in September of 2002, where local residents played with him often, so much so that animal protection authorities banned anyone from approaching him. The one thing he loved. They didn't write that was my editorial.
Okay, yeah.
He was looked after by whale keepers for the last year of life, suddenly coming down with pneumonia on December 10th, 2003, died a day later.
Pneumonia?
And died a day later.
What, he found chili water?
I think he died of a broken heart, and they just don't want to say it.
Well, I guess if you're fucking like 40 years old out of 70, and then they throw you back in the fucking middle of the woods.
Yeah, I'm trying to see it.
You're going to be like, all these other whales are fucking assholes.
76, and he died in 2003. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That would be, that's 30-ish.
So, I think the point here is.
27. He was 20.
They don't know why dorsal fins flop over in captivity, but it does happen in the wild as well.
It does?
Yeah.
I thought one of
it's a very rare thing.
Okay, so blackfish definitely painted it as like it's only happens.
No. There are cases of it, but it's rare. But it could be a muscle disorder in that small percentage or a cartilage disorder in that small percentage.
Oh, because they're all birthed from Tilikum.
Or they could be damaged. Nope, these are just every whale.
Oh.
Just and not just Tilikum's babies.
Well, no, what I was saying is that like in captivity, almost all of them have the
Oh, hell yeah, dude. The fucking percentage is like 90.
Yeah.
Instead of like a 0.1.
So I wonder if it also becomes, it's like a hereditary thing, so it's passed down from that whale.
Oh, maybe. Depression? Yeah.
Because they use the bull.
I think my grandpa was sad.
Oh, jeez. Your dad's not really depressing.
Nah! No, he's morose. He's a morose dude.
I'm about to say nihilistic. Yeah, you're going for that. I can see that.
No, but he's not, because he does have his religion. But he's a sleeper. He'll sleep over doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does like the couch.
Hell yeah. Huh. Him and that couch. Couple of fucking brothers.
All right, so Free Willy, what do you give it?
6 out of 10. It's nothing I'll ever watch again, but...
Probably not either, but it definitely held up for what it was.
Yeah. Oh, better than other movies of its time.
Yes, totally agree with that.
It reminds me of that one movie,
Small Soldiers?
Nope. It's about a kid who builds a plane out of his fucking...
Red Ryder?
Red Ryder. Yeah, I think.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, the wagon?
Yeah, I think it's Red Ryder, yeah.
Yeah, that movie. Because his dad, like, beats him and then he flies away.
Yeah,
it's fucked up. Like, his dad just comes home drunk from, like, fixing cars and beats the shit out of him all the time. And he's like, I'm flying out of here. And there's a dude in, like,
flying
this...
flying out of here.
And then there's this fucking dude in, like, a metal shop that makes him parts that he needs.
Fuck, what did I just say it was called?
Red Ryder.
Red Ryder. Or something like Flyer, like...
Yeah, Radio Flyer.
Radio Flyer.
Bingo, bango, you were way off.
No, but I got us there.
Yeah.
Radio Flyer, 1992, same year, I think.
Hey.
Yeah, kid gets... beaten by dad and flies away. Wow, yeah, you're right. No.
Perfect kind of synopsis you
Did
gave
you write
there.
The IMDb page?
Jesus.
Yeah, I give it a 6 as well. All right, let's hop into movie of the week.
1922.
Yeah, so...
It's called 1922.
Because it takes place in 1922. I'm Thomas Jane.
Listen, I'm Thomas
Jane. I didn't open my mouth one fucking time on the set of this movie.
I just want to play with my fucking plants in the farm.
My teeth were broken during the filming of this movie because I had to grit them so tightly. I loved his accent, but I was like, that motherfucker has not opened his mouth. I don't even think he could eat.
No.
He shoves it
through the teeth.
Yeah, it's like it was wired shut. Anyway, so I watched this in 2 sittings.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of fucked myself on it because like the first part of that movie, I'm like, wow, this is fucking super interesting. I really like this. The character development's rad. Like I saw, like obviously the mom dies, spoilers on that one. But like his relationship with his son was really fucking cool. It was very interesting.
Oh yeah. I like the beginning, the motive, like the design of the fucking world. Like he's a cool, hard ass, like but kind of downtrodden dude.
Yeah, he's like, I finally have this break, I think. Please don't fuck this up for me so you can be the breadwinner. She wants to leave him, not leave him. She wants to leave the farm, sell all the acres that she was given. I think it's hers. And then take the money and start a dress shop in the city. And basically, he's like, fuck, I want something to pass on to my son. And like, I actually did something good, not be a fucking dressmaker's husband.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I'm not a man if I'm not doing this. And we love this farm.
Right. And she's like, no, you love this farm.
And he's like, no, my son does too, bitch.
Yeah.
And then
shit goes down.
You know, you got to take things, you know, things go for a turn.
How'd you feel for a creep value of the movie?
Creep value, there was 2 or 3 parts that I was like real creep on, but like not like
the whole intense. Movie didn't have
Gerald's
that.
Game eclipsed it 100 times.
Gerald's Game was rough to watch.
I've been thinking about it, man. Like that's a hot one. That's a hot movie.
That's a hard watch. Like,
fuck.
I don't know.
We discussed this a lot. Like you should just see it once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it.
It's, yeah, you'll be like, huh. I mean, it deals with, like, the dark, I think we said this last time, it deals with super dark shit.
Just, yeah, but the like, whole
of
the, time.
Of the human, not like, ooh, scary ghosts and demons. Nah.
What the fuck was I going to say about 1922? Oh, it reminded me a bit of There Will Be Blood in the End.
Yeah.
Like, the ending was like this, there's no catharsis. Every, like, if you think you'll have something because of these actions, it'll probably be the opposite.
Yeah, you'll probably just have guilt. That's what the movie felt like
just
to me.
You'll be tragic if you do tragic things.
Yeah, it was really fucking, oh man.
Yeah. It was tragic.
Yeah. But, I don't know, probably like 6.5, 7-ish.
I'll go same.
Yeah, I wasn't
not watching it again.
Not incredible, but definitely not a bad watch. Definitely would recommend. I like Thomas Jane in it a lot too, which sometimes I'm not really a huge fan of him. Didn't really like him.
He acted his ass off.
He was great in it. Yeah, I really enjoyed his character. I didn't even know it was him to begin with, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, it took me a couple scenes, and Josie's like, that's Thomas Jane. I was like, no, it's fucking not, idiot.
Shut up, dum-dum.
What, your contact's blurry again? Go clean them.
Wash your eyes out.
All right, so next week we are going to do... What's our test of Tony again, Tony?
Test of Tony is going to be, oh, where the fuck did I write
it? Iron Giant.
Yeah, I got it.
And then movie of the week is going to be 1922.
Welcome to the Punch.
Oh
moron.
Yeah, I just said 1922. Sorry, I was looking. I was trying to.
Well, I fucked up. Then you fucked up. That's our fucking motto. All
right, I fuck up. You
welcome.
Fuck up.
Welcome to the Punch is the movie of the week with James McAvoy.
Your boy from Split.
Such a dope movie. Watch that too.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What?
And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
So they're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you, too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing back. basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.